at the microphone with us now, the head coach of the Broken Bow girls and boys cross country teams, Jason Dafford, joins us. Coach, great to see you. How's your summer been?
It's been good. Went fast.
I'm sure it has. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what's been going on with you. How many years now for you as we get ready for the cross country season?
Yeah, so this is the start of my eighth season as the head coach. And so kids have been putting in the miles and lifting the weights in the summer. And so just ready to get the actual season started.
Yeah. When I talk to some of the athletes, especially when you talk to them when they're freshmen and then they become seniors, they tell you what they've kind of learned. You know, and I'm curious for coaches, I'm sure it's a learning experience for you too, right? I mean, what have you learned through the years in regards to coaching cross country?
Yeah, absolutely. Every season, every race, you know, workout, there's always something new to learn. You know, through, I guess, my first 8 years, you know, a lot of trial and error, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of workouts that didn't really work. Some workouts that I want to apologize to the kids for the first couple years. But, yeah, just tweaking things here and there and making our practices more efficient.
You know, one may think that it's just as simple as saying, okay, kids, go out and run so many miles. But there's so much more to it than that when it comes to preparing these kids for what's in front of them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's different systems in the body you have to train and different percentages that you want to hit on in each workout, each week, and then, you know, overall throughout the season, you know, just how many workouts and percentage-wise you got to work the different systems in the body. And so yeah, you really got to map everything out throughout the season and then break it down into the week and then into the day. So.
I assume, too, that there's a lot of individualized coaching in the sport of cross country. I mean, I'm sure that a lot of it for you is getting to know your kids and then how they respond to certain situations.
Right, yeah, you can't coach each kid the same way. You know, you obviously can't expect each athlete to do the exact same thing. And so you gotta find a balance in what works for the kids and what works for you as a coach. And then, you know, each kid makes ticks a little bit different, and so you got to figure out how to pull the best out of each kid every day.
You already mentioned that the kids have been putting in a lot of miles in the summer. What is kind of the focus for you? What do you like to see out of your athletes when it comes to off-season preparation? Because as we all know, the season really starts in the summer. I mean, you got to keep yourself in shape if you want to be where you want to be when you get into the start of the season. So what are kind of some of the expectations from you as a coach when you think about summer work?
Yeah, so a big thing for us is just developing a consistency in our mileage, you know, and we don't necessarily have to get up into high mileage in the summer, but just developing that consistency and building a base in our foundation throughout the summer. So that way, once the season actually starts, we can get in and start doing some more intense type workouts, and we don't have to spend a couple weeks building that base up.
Let's talk a little bit about what you'll have coming up this season. I was looking on the schedule. Southwest Conference is at Cozad. I know you're familiar with that run. But as far as some of the other stuff that you'll be doing during the regular season, will it be a lot of familiar courses for you? Do you have a couple of new ones you're going to try to get the kids to run on? Or what's ahead for your team coming up this year?
Yeah, our schedule looks pretty similar to last year. We'll do a different things with the Ogallala and Ord Invite. You know, the Ogallala course is typically where we race for our district meet, and so we're going to head out there mid-season and get on that course, kind of preview it, see some of the teams out west, and then so that way we have a better idea heading into districts where we stack up.
Let's get people familiar with your team a little bit. How many do you have out for the cross-country teams, boys and girls, this year?
Right now we have 15 boys and 9 girls out. And so pretty good squads on both sides. On the boys' side, we have a pretty senior-heavy varsity squad right now, which is nice. I'm excited to see what they can do. On the girls' side, a little younger squad, but there's a lot of experience coming back there. A lot of those girls have been in the varsity positions since they were freshmen, and so moving into their sophomore and junior year. We'll see what they can do.
You mentioned kind of a senior-laden club for the boys' side especially. Who are some of the guys and girls, too, that you're going to kind of be leaning on to lead the pack for you this year?
Yeah, on the guys' side, we have Lane Russell, Garrett Phillips, Martin Bailey. Those are kind of our go-tos that we lean on for leadership in the race and in practice and outside of cross country as well. On the girls' side, McKenna Palmer, Stella, and Ryan Haynes. Some of those girls that have been around for a while, you know, they train with us in the spring as well. So they know our routine. They know what I expect out of them, and they all help set the precedence for what we expect at practice.
When we think about goals for the season, is that something you guys talk about already in the season, or do you kind of make those as you go along, or how do you handle that as a coach when you talk about that?
It's good conversation we have during runs and stuff, individual goals as well as mm-hmm. team goals on both sides. And so, you know, I've had a few conversations individually to see, just kind of get a feel where their head's at. You know, I don't want to place the goal on them. I kind of want it to come naturally and see what they're feeling as individuals and then build as far as team goals as well. You know, there's some team goals as far as, you know, what we expect for conference and then postseason, hopefully. And so, yeah, we'll just see how the season shakes out. Hopefully we're healthy mm-hmm. throughout the year and go from there.
You talked about individual goals. I know that, I mean, hey, who doesn't want a medal, you know, and who doesn't want to go to state and everything?
Right.
But when I think of cross country, I think of just personal bests, you know. I mean, really, sometimes it's a competition against yourself as it is against everybody you're running against. And when you see kids improve and run their personal best, say, at the end of the year, that's got to be satisfying too.
Absolutely. One of the things that I enjoy about our schedule is its consistency. And so the kids can look back and see what they ran on the course a year, 2 or 3 years previous and compare to kind of judge where they're at and, you know, see that they got the PR. And so it's hard for them to go week in, week out because the courses are so different.
Mm-hmm.
But since we run on the same courses, they can look back at the previous year and see where they rank from there.
I know you've just had a couple of days of it, but how has practice been going so far?
It's going well. Yesterday was our first afternoon practice, and so being a little more hot and humid than it is at 6 a.m., it was a wake-up call. So we worked on the hydration thing, and so we're just getting that reinstilled into the kids. And so, you know, taking care of those little things that we need to do so that way we can execute and practice the way that we need to.
I was kind of joking with you before you came up on stage, wondering if you made the kids run out here or if you allowed them to drive.
Yeah. Dad, no, they drove. We were joking on yesterday. I said, now, do you guys know where that's at? And I said, yeah, we run by it about every other day.
There you go.
So, yeah, they're well aware of the road that we're on.
Oh, good. You got anybody helping you this season?
Yeah, Coach Erica Manley. Mm-hmm. She's my assistant coach going on year 5, I believe, already. And then Coach Matt Fowler,
mm-hmm.
He's also helping us out for his second year. So those two are great. You know, I talked about the kids being used to our routine and what we expect at practice. Same goes for my assistant coaches. I can really trust them to help manage different aspects of the practice, and so I don't have to be so hands-on of every part. They just take it and run with it.
Well, I'm sure that having that type of consistency in your staff is a real luxury for you.
Yeah, it's been great. I don't know what I would do if I had to train some new ones. Really excited to have them on staff.
Well, it's great visiting with you. Can't wait to watch your kids run during the course of the season. When is the Broken Bow invite? I meant to look it up and I didn't. Do you know? I put you on the
spot.
September
14th.
September 14th? Okay.
Yeah. We go to COSAD September 7th and then we come back September 14th.
The reason I bring that up is, folks, if you have not been to a cross-country meet, I encourage you to go. I mean, they are fun and exciting to watch, and the Broken Bow Country Club is a great place to introduce yourself to the cross-country meet.
Absolutely. It's a blast. It's a very spectator-friendly course, which means you don't have to move around a lot on the golf course to see a lot of the race. Mm-hmm. The runners will just literally zigzag right past you. And so, yeah, it's a loud, intense, fun race. It's a high-quality meet. And a lot of the teams there make a lot of noise down at State. And so definitely a great one to come out to.
I remember when I attended my first one, I thought I was going to be one of these stud people in the crowd, you know, right, where you run from hill to hill so you can watch. Oh, my goodness, I realize that yeah. I'm not a cross-country runner.
Yeah, so. No, it. You definitely have to be in shape.
Sometimes the spectators need to be in shape, too.
Yeah, but
because I see moms and dads running from hill to hill, and I'm like, man, they're in as good a shape as the kids are.
Yeah, but that's a great thing about the Broken Bow Country Club is you can be there, you can stand in just a couple spots and be able to see most of the race. So.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks so much for taking the time to visit with you. Look forward to visiting with you throughout the season.
Yeah.
And we wish you guys the best. You got some kids going to come up and talk to us?
Yeah, they are real excited.
I was going to say, boy, it just looks like
their side of the story.
It's like, hold them back. They're rushing the stage. All right. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a break. We'll send it back to the studio, take a little bit of a music break. Then we'll talk to some of the kids. Coach, again, thanks so much, and best of luck this season.
Thanks for having me.
All right. There you go, folks.